Welcome to Couples Therapy in 7 Words. I'm your co-host, Judy Alexander, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Bruce Chalmer.
Well, hello, Judy, and hello, viewers and listeners. I'm going to give the title today.
Okay.
Because the title of today's podcast is Judy Comes Out and Our Gift to You.
Ah.
And I think we should do the second part of that first and leave the Judy Comes Out for a little bit later.
Okay.
And I'm going to say right up front, we don't know how long this is going to be, but this is going to be a short one of our podcasts as they go, because we don't have a guest today. Mm-hmm. We don't have a long topic to talk about. This is really for folks who may not, who just want a little intro to our podcast and maybe, you know, kind of grabbed by the Judy Comes Out story. And we'll also mention what our podcast is about a little bit and tell you how you can find out more and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Let's start off by telling people about our gift
to them.
Yes. Judy, tell folks what we're going to do here.
Okay. So we have decided, since it is the holiday season, that we are going to give away one of our books, the book of your choosing. We're going to have a... do you call it a raffle?
A drawing.
Right, so write in to us and we will assign a random number and randomly pick one person and you get to choose the book of your choice. You can choose It's Not About Communication, Why Everything You Know About Couples Therapy Is Wrong.
Or
Reigniting the Spark, Why Stable Relationships Lose Intimacy and How to Get Them Back. How to get it back.
Or,
My husband complains about my cleaning. What do I do? Yeah. Hint, it's not about the cleaning.
Yeah, now I'm going to exclude, go ahead and hold up the next one. But we're not going to give away this one because you can get it for free anyway. Okay. No, not that one. This one, yes. One is another book that I've written. It's a booklet, Seven Words to Jumpstart Your Love Life.
This one has been a giveaway.
Yeah, and this one you can get easily. All you have to do to get this one is sign up for my newsletter. You'll get a PDF of this. All of these giveaways, by the way, are for a PDF.
PDF, right.
And one more possibility.
Our sponsor, The Blue Tent, Erotic Tales from the Bible. You get to choose any one of those four books.
And I will have to say, to get that, to choose that one, you're going to have to establish that you are an adult over 18.
That's true.
Because that one is only available to adults over 18, or 18 or over, mm-hmm. because it is erotic literature.
Right, so one of our randomly selected listeners or viewers, you get to choose one of those books.
And we will, it'll
you
be
are
a,
the lucky winner.
It'll be a PDF of that book. You'll get a PDF
Happy
of the book.
Happy holiday from us.
Absolutely, and all you have to do to get one of those numbers we said we'll assign is go to ctn7.com. That is our website. You can mm-hmm. see it floating above our heads if you're watching this video.
And if you're listening, ctn7.com.
Yep, CT for Couples Therapy. And when you do that, you will see there is a place, several places actually, where you can send us a message. That's all you have to do. Send us a message. It just generates an email. Mm-hmm. And say who you are and
right.
say that you saw this and you're interested in the drawing.
Right.
And we will
That's
enter you. And
right.
if you are the lucky winner, you will get, we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
So that's so much for the first part of this. Before we get to Judy Comes Out, we're still going to tease a little bit longer here, which is... I want to just say briefly, as if this were the first podcast episode.
Uh-huh.
So let me note, for those of you who are new to this, and, you know, we're sort of thinking, if you're looking and seeing, oh, look, they mostly have these, you know, 30, 45, 60-minute podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that is much shorter. I'm not sure how it's going to come in, but it's going to be closer to 10 or 15 minutes than it is to be 20 or mm-hmm. half an hour. So if that kind of grabbed you to say, who are these people? What is this about? We want to sort of reintroduce you to it. First of all, you can always go to ctn7.com, the aforementioned, and look for our first episode, our very first episode, because that will orient you to at least the way we were introducing it 3 years ago when we started, almost 4 years ago coming up.
Well, now. No, we didn't start in... Right away.
Well, three and a half years ago anyway.
Yeah,
but it was in 2020.
Right.
So it's been a while. That's a great way to, you know, get an idea of what we were talking about back then. Basically, the whole idea of couples therapy in 7 words is based on a formula that just happens to be
on
these beautiful pieces of merchandise.
Merch.
for those of you watching the video. By the way, you can get the video... by, if you go to ctn7.com, there's a link on there where you can go to my blog, which is where you can see the videos, or you can find them
Or
on YouTube
YouTube has
also,
it. Yeah,
and
yeah,
Bruce Chalmers, Bruce Chalmers channel.
yeah.
Anyway, the seven words are be kind, don't panic, and have faith. That's a formula that I came up with, oh, close to 30 years ago now. And as I say, we have them on these beautiful mugs.
And tote
And
bags and t-shirts too.
tote bags and t-shirts, you can get those at our website also. Go to the shop tab at ctn7.com. But the idea of couples therapy in seven words is those are three different principles there. Be kind, don't panic, and have faith. They fit together very neatly. If you want to learn more about that, again, buy one of those books that we talked about, one of my books, because
Or
I
you can win
explain it.
one.
You could win one, yes. Or you could find one. Or I've got a lot of videos on my website,
That's true.
bruceschalmer.com, and also listening to others of our podcasts, especially the early ones. We actually went through a lot of those ideas in
Yes, we did.
quite a bit of depth. So I think now we can,
The Judy Comes
the
Out
Judy
part.
comes out, and let's have a fanfare. In the interest of complete transparency, I will note that as we're recording this, I haven't looked up the fanfare yet, but by golly, it's going to be good. I'm going to put it in right here. Here comes the fanfare. Okay, Judy, what is the great revelation you are about to make?
Okay, well, I know you've been teasing our listeners and viewers about our sponsor, the Blue Tent by Laria Zilber, and you know how you talk about how Laria and I have never been in the same room
Never been in the
together.
same room together. I keep trying to arrange it and I fail every time.
So
Why is that, Judy?
the big reveal is I am Laria Zilber. I am the author of The Blue Tent. So Judy and
Wow.
Laria are one and the same. You heard it here first, folks.
There it is. So, when the news gets out, I suspect you're going to be contacted by a lot of media at this point
Let the
because
media.
they've been looking for Laria and they can't find
They
her.
can't find
But
her.
now it can be told. At least those of you who are hearing this podcast can now it can now be told.
It can now be
Judy
told.
is Laria.
I am Laria.
And I will note that if you go to lariazilber.com and look at the videos on there, if it weren't you, then it would be your twin sister. So, because you get a chance to actually look at Laria if you go to
That's
lariazilber.com.
true. Or you can catch Laria's videos on TikTok.
You can also catch Laria's videos on TikTok. That's right. Yeah. So Laria has quite her social media
Yes, she
presence.
does.
So there we are. We have come out. You have come out. And
There, it's off my
you must
chest.
feel better
I
now.
do.
I've known this secret all along, and yet I've had to, I've had to keep the secret because it was yours to reveal.
Yes.
Absolutely. So with that, we want to first of all wish, or not first of all, but we want to wish everybody happy holidays. It is after Hanukkah at this point. It is just before Christmas. We're recording this on December 22nd. And then,
Before Kwanzaa
before
and
Kwanzaa, and when is Festivus? Tomorrow, I believe. Isn't it the 23rd?
I thought it was after Christmas. I don't know.
I thought it was,
Well,
see,
happy
happy
Festivus from the
Festivus
rest of us.
for the rest of us. Yeah, those of you who celebrate
Let's
Festivus.
see how many
And,
good. That's a good time to air your grievances with your partner, but in a nice way.
in a nice way, yes. That is one of the
Yes,
Festivus
to air your grievances.
minhagim, right? Minhag, for those of you who don't know, is the Hebrew word for custom. It's a custom and for Festivus, apparently. So, and Happy New Year to everybody. And we have some exciting stuff lined up for actually as of next week. We already have a
We've
couple
got a
of
couple of interviews for you.
interviews coming, and they'll come out 1 week at a time.
Great.
And oh yeah, one other point I want to say before we sign off, which is my next book that I'm working on. I don't like to promise something until it's done, but the book I am currently working on, the working title is Betrayal, Faith, and Forgiveness. And what I am looking for, and I've got quite a response from this, and I've been mentioning this over several podcasts and got a bunch of people who have written in, and I'm looking for more. People who have experienced betrayal or know of others who have experienced betrayal, which pretty much is everybody knows of people. And if you live long enough, most of
Have
us
been
have been
betrayed,
betrayed
right?
one way or
So
another.
if
It's,
you'd like to share your story,
We would love to hear it.
Somebody else's story that you know of that you think would be a good topic for Bruce's book.
Exactly. And it's not just...
not a topic, I should say.
An anecdote. Yeah. But it's not just about betrayal between partners, although that is the main focus is certainly when, you know, like if somebody's been cheated on or something like that, or abruptly abandoned or things like that.
Or financial
betrayals problems. Too. But not just between couples. I have a story in my book about somebody who was disinherited. I have a story, you know, from a parent unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. I have stories about, we just interviewed Dani J last week.
Right.
And I'm going to be using a story very much from her story about somebody who did not know who was surprised to find that her father, who she thought was her biological father, wasn't. And she came to discover that she had dozens and dozens of half siblings because her father was a sperm donor, whom she went on to meet. Anyway, that's last week's podcast. Check it out, by the way, if you're interested in that. So I think we've covered what we want to cover.
I think we have.
Best wishes to everybody. Tell everybody about our podcast. And until next time,
remember, be kind.
Don't panic.
And have faith.